Requiem for Medusa. He does not look directly at you, your murderer, fearful that one unprotected glance at your body will strike him down. When the sword falls upon your long neck, his gaze is turned aside a little, as if from shyness, tinged perhaps with disgust at the monstrosity of your form, or shame, not for himself but for the anathema of your existence, looking only at your reflection. You do not give him the same discourtesy. Your alien eyes, gold and slit-pupiled, are fixed on him the entire time you are dying. The shape of him, young, lithe, feet planted firmly, all leather and bronze, one long red line of blood interrupted by splashes of your own blue-black ichor. Mirrored shield held aloft, like Atlas burdened with the disk of the heavens. He dims as your vision falters, brilliance dulling, blur of blood and light and dark, the shadows deepening as your own shade departs the cave, not for the cold hell of Tartarus, but for the rivers of the dark-haired god who accepts all equally, and whose kingship over everything under the earth extends already to you and your serpentine kin. Behind you in the mortal realm, the husk of your corpse turns to ash as he seizes your skull by its hissing roots, affixing your head to his burnished shield, his own reflection fixed forever in your nacreous pupils, the gilded killer entombed, ill omen to future foe.